Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. So the first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining two or three digits or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now tonight we're going back to the year 1983, and we're going to start with a group that was sort of making a change in 1983, and that's the group Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, they had been sort of a funk group, you know, a soul group of the 70s, and when you get into the 80s, you just got to sort of get poppier and stuff like that. It's a weird time for change in the music in the early 80s. And they were releasing their 13th album called Electric Universe. Now, this album went to number 40 on the U.S. chart, so still not bad. And the single I'm going to play for you is a song called Magnetic, which was written by Martin Page. And I've mentioned him in the past few episodes of this show. He was a songwriter, performer of his own. He's a guy who co-wrote We Built the City by Starship. So there you go. And this song went to number 57 on the Hot 100. And here you go. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire right now with the song Magnetic.
No self-control. I can tell when return, that the magic of love was meant for you and me. In all my life, I never had a love so true. I love you, I love you, only you.
That was the Commodores right there with their song, Only You. And before that, we heard the Temptations with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And we started off the show today with Earth, Wind, and Fire and their song, Magnetic. Like I said, they were making a change. It sounded kind of like Earth, Wind, and Fire, but very 80s-like. now, that Temptations song, if you were thinking, hey, that didn't come out in 1983, you were absolutely correct. But it was available on a soundtrack album that came out in 1983, a little soundtrack to the movie The Big Chill, which was the album in itself for The Big Chill actually was very good. It went to number 17 on the Billboard 200 charts. The song Ain't Too Proud to Beg was originally from 1966 off the Temptations album Getting Ready, and that single went to number 13 back on the Hot 100 in 1966. I probably knew it first as a Rolling Stones song from 1974 off of their album It's Only Rock and Roll. But again, you gotta love the Temptations. Great Motown group. This album itself, The Big Chill, was put out on Motown Records because it featured a lot of Motown artists like Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson. You know, the Temptations were all over it. Plus, it had some other tracks by Three Dog Night and people like that. So, another great soundtrack album right there. And that was The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Now, the Commodores were putting out an album called 13 in 1983. It's catalog number 83-1001. That means it was the 1001st album to come into WTBR in 1983. It's incredible to get 1,000 albums. Now, the Commodores were another Motown group. This album also came out of Motown. They were from Alabama, and they were famous in the 70s and early 80s for their hits that involved Lionel Richie. So by 1983, when the Commodores were putting out their album 13, this was the first album that didn't feature Lionel Richie. And the album only reached number 103 in the charts. Now, don't worry about the Commodores. They, a couple years later, had a big hit with the song on the album Night Shift. And they were sort of back on the top then. So there you go. That was the Commodores with their song Only You. All right, we're going to keep sort of the old school approach going here. We're going to listen to an artist that kind of needs no introduction when it comes to rock and roll, and that's Elvis Presley. Now, again, by 1983, he was not putting out new stuff, having been dead for a few years. But in the his record label, RCA, was always certainly able to put out some sort of compilation or unreleased set or some other album to keep sort of milking that cow that is Elvis. And in 1983, they were putting out a collection called Elvis, A Legendary Performer, Volume 4. catalog number 83-882 here at WTBR. And it featured a lot of unreleased tracks, some interview selections, live stuff, that kind of thing. And we're going to go back way back, and we're going to listen to his first single, which was That's All Right, which was an Arthur Crudup song that was actually RCA's first R&B record. That Arthur Crudup, when they put it out, it was their first R&B on the entire label back in 1949. The song for Elvis, That's All Right, even though it's very famous, never charted nationally, but it worked out okay for Elvis in the end. The version we're going to listen to right here is listed as being the live version recorded for his 68 TV show, the comeback special, but was cut from the show and the album. So here you go. Here's Elvis with That's All Right right now on WTBR's Random Draw.
That's all right.
Hall & Oates would Say It Isn't So, and before that we heard Joe Boxers with Just Got Lucky, and we started off this set of eclectic music with Elvis Presley and a live version of That's Alright Mama. Now, Joe Boxers were a British new wave group from London, and their debut album was coming out in 1983. It's an album called Like Gangbusters on RCA Records, catalog number 83-957 here at WTBR. That album went to number 18 over in their UK, only reached number 7 in the US. The single, however, reached number 7 over in the UK, and this group was one of those that didn't last very long. But by the time they were making their third album in 1986, they decided to go their separate ways. They did reunite back in like the 2010s, but you know, there you go. They had sort of the one-hit wonder there for Joe Boxers and their song Just Got Lucky. And we wrapped it up, of course, with Hall & Oates, that Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame duo, who were putting out a greatest hits album at the end of 1983 called Rock and Soul Part 1 on RCA, catalog number 83-804. Now, you know, back in the day, you put out a greatest hits album, you always had to put a couple new tracks on, so they did. They put Adult Education and that song we just heard, Sayin' Ain't So. Say It Isn't So, I should say. Now, for an album that's greatest hits that went to number 7, and the single, which was, you know, again, sort of a throw-in track on a greatest hits, that song went to number 2. So that's not bad for a throw-in track. And Adult Education hit number 8. So that's 2 top 10 hits on a greatest hits album as part of throw-in tracks. That's not bad. So again, that was Hall & Oates with Say It Isn't So. Well, we're going to take a short break here on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a couple moments to hear some more great music from the year 1983. So stay tuned.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life.
Well, let's hear it.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air. And every little bit helps. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes. Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
WTBR.
I just hope we can win a game.
And we are back here on Random Draw. We're listening to some great music from 1983. Take this opportunity while I can to get you to remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, Amazon, or you can visit our website's page at WTBRFM.com. While you're there on our website, you can download all the other great podcasts, look at the schedule of all the great programming, submit your own idea if you have an idea for a show, and there's a great big button at the top that says donate. We'd more than appreciate anything you can do to put in our coffers to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, we're going to pick right back up again. We just listened to Hall & Oates' Greatest Hits album. Let's go to Roxy Music's Greatest Hits album, and they were putting out in 1983 called Roxy Music, The Atlantic Years, 1973 to 1980. Catalog number 83-905 here on TBR's catalog, and this was on Atco Records, and it featured 10 of their tracks on greatest hit tracks on there. So we're going to listen to one of them, and this is a song called Love is the Drug, which came out in 1975 off their album Siren. That song went to number 30 in the States, so it was their biggest hits they ever had here in the United States, and it went to number 2 over in the UK, so not too shabby. So here is Roxy Music right now with Love is the Drug on Random Draw.
Thank you. in store. Love is the drug and I need to score. Showing up, hit them run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
right, that was Herbie Hancock and the great song Rocket. Before that, we heard Toni Basil and her song Over My Head. And we started off the second half of the show with Roxy Music and their great song Love is the Drug. Now, Toni Basil, of course, is known for her song Mickey that came out in the early 80s, but she's also a dancer, choreographer. She danced in the movie Viva Las Vegas. She was a choreographer for the Tammy Show, the great movie that came out in the 60s. Now, in 1983, she was putting out her second album titled Toni Basil, and it was 83-891 here on Chrysalis Records at WTBR. It was her second and final album she ever released. Didn't really chart anywhere as an album. The song went number 4, though, on the U.S. dance charts, and number 81 on the Hot 100. So there you go. And we closed with that set with Herbie Hancock and the great song Rocket. That was from his 1983 album Future Shock, but we actually played it off of a sampler from Columbia Records called, it was called A Dance Sampler for College Radio. So there you go. Now, the song itself from the album Future Shock went to number 71 on the Hot 100, but it went all the way up to number 1 on the U.S. dance charts, which is something you don't really hear usually for most jazz artists when they have number 1 hits on the dance charts. And this album was sort of the first one of his sort of electric funk era that he was putting out a couple albums there in the mid-80s. So there you go. That was Herbie Hancock and Rocket. All right, we're going to kick in the rock now. We're going to go from sort of rap, techno, electronic jazz to some rock and old school rock. And we'll be talking about a group that was putting out their 9th album in 1983. And that's Blue Oyster Cult, who were putting out the album The Revolution by Night on Columbia Records, catalog number 83-814. The album peaked at number 93, and we're going to listen to a track that went all the way up to number 11 on the U.S. rock charts, and that's a song called Take Me Away. So here is Blue Oyster Cult taking his way right now on Random Draw.
yet. I saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head. I watched you do the little baby, I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you make my feels a fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood running wild. Loving make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, ain't I your man? I'm a love-struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love-struck baby. You got me love-struck baby. And I know just what to do.
Thank you.
All right, Ozzy Osbourne with Bark at the Moon. And before that, we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan and Love Struck Baby. And we started off the set of rock tunes with Blue Oyster Cult and Take Me Away. That Stevie Ray Vaughan song was taken from a sampler put out by CBS Records called Radio U, a college sampler featuring songs from their labels like Epic and Portrait and Emperor and Rock and Roll Records. So, and that Stevie Ray Vaughan song was on that sampler, but it also appeared on his debut album in 1983 called Texas Flood. So there you go, Stevie Ray Vaughan with Love Struck Baby. And we close out the show today with Bark at the Moon, the title track from Ozzy Osbourne's third album, Bark at the Moon, which was catalog number 83-911 here at WTBR. It was his first album with Jake E. Lee on guitar after Randy Rhoads' death, and the album went up to number 19 here in the U.S. So there you go, Ozzy Osbourne with Bark at the Moon. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, just visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.